You know, Carl Shorten, I still remember the time, Honey John, 2 years ago. I can't believe 2 years ago when they left you here at this camp, Honey John. That Donnetta of yours trying to get rid of you, honey. And now she actually got a legitimate reason to leave you here at camp. Well, at least until, well, camp's over, which is nearly at now.
Oh, don't worry. You know, my mum sometimes can be, you know, really likes me to know more about the Lord, you know, and she's quite persistent in that sort of way. So that's why she wanted me to go here.
Well, she didn't even know COVID was happening because she was listening to her, you know, Andre Crouch.
Yeah, that's like my mum.
You're telling me, honey. She better be picking you up after this. Is she?
My mum was a bit vague about that.
Your mum's always vague about that. That's the problem.
Well, I'm really loving this camp at Wormsley. I'm here learning more about the Lord and that sort of thing. It's really good fun.
Honey Chad, it is, honey. And you enjoying doing this co-op too?
I am indeed.
Well, you should be, because we poured the whole bang budget on the craft. It's like the big flagship of the whole camp. Really. I mean, there's tax shop, there's bookshop, and all sorts of stuff. The swimming and blah, blah, blah. But where the real money's at, honey, is the craft. I mean, I'm telling you something. If you were made of money, honey, go into craft business. That's what all the budget goes. I'm telling you, you could just make a killing.
Nanny Prescott, I'm just very grateful that I'm here.
Well, that's good, honey, John. I just can't believe it.
What's that, Nanny Puss?
Look at my boy, Charlie Robinson. Well, he's not my boy, but I feel so closely connected to him, honey, John.
Oh, you mean Adam Robinson's, what do you even call it?
Well, his adopted nephew, though, these days, to be honest, with Gary Robinson in prison and all. Really, should be adopted son. He's basically his father these days. But, you know, I mean, it was at this camp, honey, John, many moons ago, honey, when we were hearing all the trouble going on with the Fifth Way cult.
The Fifth Way
cult? Oh, Carl Shorten, that's a very long story. We'll never hear it. Forget I mentioned it. My point being is, yeah, it was the time when we came back that we found out that Charlie's, well, Dr. Mum was no more and father had to go to prison.
Well, this is quite a merry talk.
Well, it just brings my memories, this camp. You being abandoned here by your mother. A cult going crazy, you know, over a field in a distant land. But it's just crazy now to think Charlie's all grown up. Well, sort of, and he's now, you know, one of 10 officers. Oh, it's amazing, honey, Chad. Amazing to see him growing in the Lord and all that. And Johnny DeWin's doing well here too. Them two tag team together, 10 officers. Oh, boy, it's crazy. And Leo Miller!
Yes, honey, Prescott.
You're out of breath, honey child. And you're here. Did you run away from Grassy Island to here? We so you should be dead like that guy did that marathon thing. You know, when we all started the marathon back in the Greek days.
Well, I came here as soon as I could, Nanny Prescott.
And oh, look, Janice is here.
Yeah, I took the car.
Well, you just let him run here?
Well, I didn't realize he was going to come to see you too, Nanny Prescott.
Oh, why do you need to see me? We're at camp. We're doing camp stuff. Not like John Inman camp, as in all you being said, but, you know, biblical, you know, Christian camp stuff. That's what I mean.
Well, Nanny Prescott, there's a crisis.
That sounds like your former ex-girlfriend. Actually, no, ex-girlfriend. Former girlfriend. Whatever with you two.
Well, so it's about her.
It's always about her. The world was, you know, it's like Penny Henry, whatever, Lenny Henry, the sky's falling.
I think it's Penny Henry.
Whatever Henry it is. 1 to 6 or 8, whatever.
Actually, it's Henny Penny.
That's nice, Carl Shorten. What's the matter now?
Well, all her money's gone.
Her money's gone? Gone where?
Well, walkies, Nanny Prescott.
How does that happen?
Well, her sister.
Oh boy, I thought that as much.
Nanny Prescott, you knew this was going to happen?
Well, I don't even know what's happened, but I knew I felt something Smith fishy's going on. What happened?
Well, Rosie Landscape's nowhere to be seen.
Oh, did she run off with the money?
Yes, she took it. She managed to transfer all of Katie's assets into her bank account.
Oh, she did that while I was at the bank.
She did that while you were at the bank?
What? Yes, I was a bit dubious too. It wasn't like I was the bank clerk though. She was with Jonathan Salisbury.
Oh, him. One to make dubious bank requests.
Although I heard K Bank 2 was all for this transfer, as Rosie was going to be a, you know, setting roots in grass without her and all that sort of stuff.
Well, she's just literally uprooted herself. She took the money in the bank and had vanished.
So what does that mean?
It means her home can be repossessed. It means because like, she can't pay for the mortgage. It means so many different things, Nanny Prescott. It basically means she could be on the street.
Where is she at now?
Well, Miss Adams has already thrown her out the house.
Out the house already?
Well, yes, because she's desperate to get her child's errand in.
Oh, is she still pining for that man?
Well, she is indeed, but I've heard she's not staying at Daisy's at the moment.
Oh, help Daisy, honey.
So, Nanny Prescott, we do truly need your help.
Janice, I know you always come running after me. In this case, you figuratively, but in Leo's case, literally. For reasons. But why am I supposed to stay at camp?
Well, we need to bring you home.
What am I going to do? The world does not revolve around me. I can't just go in and say, stop the crime. And then the crime stops.
Well, Nanny Prescott, I do need your help. Katie's landscape's blaming me. Well, along with many other people.
Oh, I'm sure she's blaming Jonathan Salisbury and K-Bank.
Well, the bank is too. Both of them have been suspended.
Oh, so K-Bank's no longer working at the bank. Oh, Bessie would love to tell me about it just so she can say bank a few more times. You know how she's like.
But this is really ruining our... We don't have a relationship anymore. But she thinks it's all my fault and I all planned this and this sort of stuff to get back at her because she's with Edra Hound. And, well, she's now more in love with him than ever.
Well, honey, I, you know, sometimes it's a good thing to dodge a bullet. I think with Kay Landscape, it's a good bullet to dodge, you know.
But Nanny Prescott, I love her.
I understand that, honey, chair. That's evident to everyone. But still, honey, I don't know what you expect me to do. I've got responsibilities here. I can do so when I come back, maybe, but you can't just drag me back. You know, I'm still out camping. Besides, we gotta wait to make sure Carl Schoen gets picked up by Donna, because we know what she's like.
Oh, Nanny Prescott, I really wish you could have solved this.
How? Where is this Rosie? Anyway, it's not like she's gonna be here at camp, is she?
Oh, Nanny Prescott.
Oh, hey, Charlie.
Did you talk about a Rosie?
Oh, no, we're not talking about Rosie and Jim, love. We're talking about Rosie Landscape.
No, it wasn't. Who's Rosie and Jim?
Is it that kid's Oh, but I forget. Your babes, honey, your babes. Anyway, what's the matter?
Well, I think I might have something. Do you want to come over here?
Well, let's all go Scooby-Dooing. Carlson, you arrive in the craft?
Yeah, I'll be okay, Nanny Prescott.
Good, that's... Oh, he's coming with us too, okay. You bring your crafting then.
So here we're doing, we have Bank Book and Tuck, and here I keep all the... the banking for everybody here, you know, this is a mini event for the kids and all. And this entry is kind of an odd one.
Rosie? How much money? How old is Rosie? That can't be Rosie Landscape, I mean, you know. I mean, I would know if Rosie was on site, and she's definitely not on site.
Well, this is what I'm thinking, though. What if someone else put this as a detour or whatever? I mean, we don't actually have a Rosie here.
You sure?
I checked all the registers, I checked everything.
So why do we have a bank account with that much money in the name of Rosie? Do you know who put it in? You must know who put it in.
This is the thing, I don't. But I do.
Oh, Adam Robinson, honey child, you know.
Well, my police think... instinct kicks in, and judging from the entry that was made, it was written in a different way to anyone else's, so it wasn't the people who usually do bank book and tuck. And I've seen it writing on a form.
So who is it? Beth! That cute girl over there with the pink tails who's like 6?
Nanny Prescott, I'm actually 10.
Oh, well, Beth, you... I'm sorry. You put the entry in?
Yes.
Where in the world did you get that money from? Who blackmailed you?
Nanny Prescott.
I'm just saying.
Oh, a friend of mine said to put it in the bank under the name of Rosie and to keep it safe for a while and until camp finished, and then she would come back and return it.
And who's this Rosie?
Oh, she's Rosie Landscape. She's a good friend of my mum's.
Your mum needs new friends.
I can't believe this. We literally walked right into this. Did she not know that, well, some of Grassy Valley comes to the Romsey camp?
Well, Janice Krause, apparently not, which is surprising because Rosie Landscape, even for a shortened period of time, seemed to know everything that went around in Grassy Valley. And is this if the right male, Leo?
Certainly is.
Well, she's got some explaining to do.
Well, Nanny Prescott, we can't exactly get on it.
Why not? We got Beth's testimony. Let's see here. You know, from the mouths of babes, you know, as I say, from the mouths of babes, you get the truth, you know?
But Nanny Prescott, I think we need to catch her more red-handed.
Red-handed? And how are we going to do that?
Well, I have a plan, but in order for it to work, it would have to take place after camp.
And what's your plan exactly?
Well, it's... You've been listening to What's Going On in Grassy Valley. I'm the creator show, Thomas Taylor. Thank you so much, guys, for coming aboard and listening to the show. It's always great to have you here. Do find out what the plan is to find and trap Rosie Landscape in next week's episode. And if you want to catch up with episodes from beforehand, do go to the back catalogue as well, or re-list ones if you have favourites as well. But until next time, bye-bye for now.